zone, number 1964, Martin Property Development LLC.
Mr. Chair, I will be recusing myself of this one.
All righty. We'll see in a few.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to an LI2 light industrial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 19.71 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the west side of Delaware Avenue and on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.3 mile north of Parker Road, which is Sussex County Route 380. The 911 addresses are 34796, 34770, 34752, and 34708 Delaware Avenue. The tax parcel IDs are District 433, Map 11, parcels 21.00 and 21.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the PLUS response, a copy of the staff analysis, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you, and the chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Good evening, members of commission. Tim Willard with Fuquay, Willard and Schaub, representing Martin Properties LLC. Behind me is Travis Martin. He's the owner of Chesapeake Plumbing, Chesapeake this, Chesapeake that. He has several companies dealing with HVAC, etc. The property is located just south of Frankfurt on the east side. This is a change of zone application, and I think recall since I was last time you met, so it seems like I'm running last on your agenda, which is all right with me.
But it was cleanup. That's what it is.
You do that on purpose?
No, no. So you're betting cleanup. That's all.
Is that punishment? No. But it was a change of zone, and we had submitted a concept plan. But I recall the chairman saying this is not about the site plan. But you'll notice in the agenda, you'll see a lot of site plan stuff. Because he's already been to PLUS because of certain things they're doing when it was C1. And the big picture is, if you look at these two parcels, and I don't know if you can pull up the zoning map. Yeah, they're both that parcel and the one south of it, that one, those two is what before you tonight. It runs agricultural just in the back sliver, so it's split zone.
It's C1, the old C1 out front. So,
right, and the closest thing compatible to C1 is L1 too.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased to report that I got in kind of late, but Travis has reported that he worked with, I think, Christine Scott a lot on this as it was ran through, and she was very helpful. So it was running through PLUS, but we're before you just to zone those two properties as LI2. So change the C1, which is what it's almost like now, to and the AR1 to LI2. If you just bear with me one moment. This is, I've already spoken to the split zoning, and I know you see this along corridors, but it seems to me the commission and the council does not necessarily favor split zoning, and you can see there's just probably out of the 19 acres of the two parcels, 17 are already C1, and it's two in the rear. According to the comprehensive plan, this is a developing district. L12 is listed specifically as an appropriate zoning for that area, which includes, and actually to the south of it, we don't have the zoning or the comp plan up there, but it's in a developing district. That's the zoning map. And actually right below it there, you don't see this too often in the comp plan, is the industrial property. And I think it's a forest service company. So there's industrial about around the area, and it's pretty much surrounded by commercial except to the rear on Delaware. It's adjacent obviously to municipal town, which is the town of Frankfurt, which is where developing areas usually are. Developing areas recognize business and industrial parks. With good road access. This is right along Route 113 with Delaware Avenue in the back. He's already got, and I'll mention that a little bit, he's already got entrance permits and almost final done on phase one with DelDOT approval. No TIS was recommended, but they waive for the $10 fee for the study. So he'll probably embrace that. He will embrace that. Light industrials are designed to provide for a wide variety of light manufacturing, fabricating, processing, wholesale distributing, warehousing uses. along major thoroughfares. And again, Route 113 is a major thoroughfare. This also, I think, supports your comp plan to the event. It will support significant economic activity for Delaware. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. It's also in a level 3 area for state strategies, which encourages and acknowledges growth in the infrastructure improvements. I have, and I didn't submit this, maybe I should have, but a letter from David. Everybody always has trouble with this name. It's spelled P-F-A-F-F. I like to say Puff, with the Sussex County Development Office. And he's writing it to whom it may concern.
I think his name's Bill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Bill.
I remember when he was in the small business thing, and I didn't know how to say his name, but I just say, hey, Bill. But in any event, he wrote a letter to whom it may concern because Travis and his company applied for a grant, and they received it for phase two. And the grant is for the, I might ask Travis to tell me what it's called.
It's the Delaware Site.
Come on, can I ask one?
Sure, come on up. Give us your name.
Just your name and your address, where you're from.
Travis Martin. From 34913 Delaware Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay.
And the grant was the Delaware Site Readiness Fund.
And what is that?
The purpose of the fund was to attract businesses from out of state to shovel-ready sites. It was to create shovel-ready sites in the state of Delaware and attract businesses specifically from Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey and say, you know, come do business in Delaware.
And I'm going to show you a letter from Mr. Puff Bill, dated February 11th, and it says, if I may read it to you, it's very brief, to whom it may concern, on behalf of the Sussex County Economic Development Office, I'm writing to express my support for the Frankfort Business Park application for the site readiness grant funds to expand into phase two of the park. This expansion of the business park and the funds that would make it possible will create new shovel-ready sites that can be quickly marked to potential business. The Frankfort Business Park Phase 2 project includes central water, central sewer, industrial water, natural gas, high-speed internet, stormwater management pond, and is on Route 113. Not only will this infrastructure project help to increase the inventory of shovel-ready sites in Sussex, but it will also provide jobs and contribute to the economic health in Sussex County. For all these reasons, Sussex County Economic Development Office fully supports this application for site readiness funds and believes it will have a meaningful and sustainable impact. And this was for phase two, because phase one was already underway significantly. And that's why it says phase two on that, because they wanted the money to go to that project to keep it going. I'll hand this up to Ms. Robson.
Please.
Yeah.
I didn't submit it, it's already from the county.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oops. Yes.
There, I have that. And actually, they have the contract already with the state of Delaware. Delaware Site Readiness and Grant Agreement. There was $10 million allotted and they got $1 million, which is pretty good. And he's already got a tenant from Maryland that's gonna be moving to Delaware, where they build high-end cases. I forget the name of the company.
CP Cases.
It's CP Cases. Thank you, Travis. So I think it's a pretty good application, fits your comp plan. In around the area, there are other businesses, so it's a good location for it. And I prepared a proposed finding of fact that maybe Mr. Robertson looks at it or he doesn't, but it's kind of what I said.
We can pass it to him. We'll see what he does.
Thanks.
That's what Mr. Fugley has taught me to do.
There's, I think, a gentleman here named Wesley Hayes who apparently has appeared in opposition for this. I think he's got a trucking company, lives by, nearby. I'm not sure what exactly his opposition is. He may be addressing the commission, I think, but otherwise, for all the reasons stated, I think that this a change of zone makes perfect sense. Do you have any questions for Mayor Travis?
Well, let's find out. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any.
Okay. And Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Staff, anybody?
Open meetings.
Okay. Council? Thanks. All right. Well, if you
would you like me to call Mr. Martin up here real quickly to do that thing where I do?
Saying,
can you come on up here?
Sure.
You've heard my representations to the commission here tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it was.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
All right. Gentlemen, take a seat in your box. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone over 1964 Martin Property Development LLC. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hello, everyone. Wesley Hayes, Jr., 34598 Delaware Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay.
So I'm actually right down the street. Also, we have property right across the street from this development.
Okay.
19.5 acres there.
Okay.
I was kind of saddened when I found out that the minimal footage was where the residents were notified of 200 feet. It's a lot of elderly people on our street. Half of it's maintained by the county, another half by the town. We already have a speed and traffic issue.
Mm-hmm.
I've brought this issue up to the town of Frankfort
right.
several times, the police department, also the state, even Troop 7. Also, my son was killed on that road, 7 years old. So I have a very sincere interest when it comes to that.
Sure.
Also, where Mr. Travis's plumbing office is now, where 113 and Delaware Avenue come together, there's been a series of accidents there in times past. I've been here all my life
right.
and at that same residence. My father lives beside me. My uncle on the other side, I know everybody on the street, except for a few new people, new tenants that have came in. I don't have a problem with Travis. It's just, I don't think it needs to be zoned this way. I've even brought my excavator down there, helped them with right. their site work and so forth. Removal of the topsoil. When they had a truck accident, I jumped in and put one of my trucks on to help them out. I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a problem with is the rest of the street should have been notified because it's not a light impact, it's a major impact because they put a concrete island on the 113 side of that property. So no big trucks are gonna come in that way because it's gonna be hard to get in. Not saying you can't, but it's gonna be hard. So all that traffic's gonna be diverted to Delaware Avenue, which we have a lot of GPSs sending trucks down to toward Ocean View and Bethany now. So I've even spoke to the town prior to him and
right.
his project
right.
in reference to maybe, and I own trucks, even
right.
stopping the truck traffic because it's just unruly. And they're coming down there awful fast. And even the traffic, I spoke to Mr. Martin about his own employees that's been very hard to control mm-hmm. of speeding down that road. So it's
right.
been a concern.
Right.
But the amount of volume, we have 9-foot lanes on that street. Mm-hmm. They're not even 10-foot lanes. They're 9 feet, no curb.
Is it a city street or is it a state
it's
street?
It's a state street.
State street.
But the town at the railroad crossing operates that half of it because that's the town that's
right.
there.
Right. Have you talked with anybody at DelDOT about your concerns?
Yes, I've spoken to them several times. I've even had numerous conversations with Mr. Gosh, starts with an M.
Sorry, don't worry
but,
about it.
But I'm here.
They come and go.
Because we've had issues, I'm sorry, with Bunning and Murray, with some of the work ethics that have happened on our road.
Right.
We've had a lot of repairs. They've done the entrance way in his property now, and the strip on the street, which is horrible. I've already said something to DelDOT about that as well. It's not to complain, but if you're gonna do some things, do it right. I don't have a problem with them, but that's gonna be way too much traffic for us. We will not be able to handle that on that little road.
Okay, I appreciate what you're saying. The problem we have is this group here is pretty limited as what we can do in terms of the roads because the county doesn't do the roads. The state or the towns have control of the roads. But one thing I want to point out to you though that if you look at this map up here,
mm-hmm.
you see that red, all
yes.
that red, okay? That property, almost the whole thing, is already zoned commercial. And mm-hmm. what they're asking for is really the different, a slightly different classification.
Correct.
Than what's allowed there now. So what's being requested here, I don't know that it's going to would have any more or less impact than what's already permitted. And that's the situation we're confronted with.
Isn't that 50 to 500 trips on the C1, roughly? Now you have the ability with light industrial going to 2,000.
Well, I don't.
Can somebody help me with that? If I'm staying correct.
It depends on the use. The zoning really doesn't drive the trips.
Yeah.
It's the when somebody comes in for site plan review, that's going
to. But I mean the potential. You have up to that from 50 vehicles to 500 trips per day.
Well,
it's a significant amount of traffic.
As our attorney was saying, the zoning really doesn't determine it. It's the use. Now I can tell you that there are uses that could happen under the current zoning that could give you that volume of traffic. So so light industrial doesn't necessarily mean more traffic than what C1 does.
But it does mean that they have the ability to take it up to that. That's the problem. So I know you can't do anything because that property is commercial right now, but to go from 50 vehicles to 500 trips, maybe to 100 vehicles or 200 vehicles to 2,000 trips. That's a big amount of different volume in the course of a day or a week.
I just don't know if what you're saying. I mean, I've never heard this before.
I think it's in his when he filled out his application. It's in their permit there, if I'm staying correct, from C1. To light industrial.
So there is, Mr. Chairman, I can assist. So there is a DLDOT service level evaluation response based on the number of trips. That document serves to identify what level of specialist studies the applicant has to do as part of their application, so that they have to give an indication to us, and then we give that to DLDOT to say that this is roughly what is going to be proposed. Although we don't have a site plan at the moment, it determines whether the applicant needs a traffic impact study, and this one didn't by virtue of those numbers that the applicant generated. So that's the document we're referring to. So.
What determines if it needs a traffic study?
It is the number of trips. So even with a change of zone, the applicant has to provide an indication of roughly what is likely to come forward, and DLDOT analyze that to determine whether the application can proceed forward.
And I think at this point, with what I've said, that should value having that study because of the uncertainty
except that DLDOT's already determined that the study isn't necessary because the site will not generate that enough traffic to warrant the traffic impact study.
Well, I have to disagree. Well, if you're going to do your business versus other companies that are going to come in, you don't know what type of volume they're going to do, right? With these other companies from the grant money that they have, right, you can't determine how much usage those companies are going to have at that site.
Well, it depends on the type of company, and those types of companies are limited by what is allowed in each zoning classification. And I understand that your issue is with the traffic, the amount of traffic that's going to be generated. Unfortunately, your issue is not with us. You've got an issue, but you're not really in the right ballpark for that one, because that's a state. That's something that DLDOT has to deal with. Our changing this zone is not going to change that situation.
But it can deflect it going over the capacity that we're talking about. Then, if that's not the case,
I hear you saying that. I don't know if that's true or not. I know that that's what you believe, and I appreciate that. But so far, nobody's really told us that's what that means.
So then, if that's the case, then why can't it stay at C1?
Because there are you know, there are other things that,
Well, and I can answer that, actually. There's an easy question, because it's whatever we said, 17 or 19 acres of C1, and they need to rezone the AR1 to something. And C1, you can't rezone that. It's a closed district. We don't allow anybody to rezone to C1 anymore. It was closed 15 years ago. So they would have to pick, it would be C1 and something else.
Well, 2 and 3, right?
Yeah, but then you still have a property that's split zoning. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but there's a preference in land use to have a property all zoned one thing, so that you know within the boundaries of the entire property, this is what you can do, not some imaginary line down the property that's part C1 and part C2.
But two boundary, two pieces, two parcels, though, correct?
Yeah, but then you do have a surveyed property line and different deeds. Here you just have an imaginary line that runs down the middle of it, you know. You step on one side of it and you're in AR1 land that you can't do hardly anything. You step on the other side of it and you're C1 that you could put a Home Depot in if you wanted to, you know, so, yeah.
So then no one has still really, to my knowledge, have given a plain view of why it needs to be light industrial, even though that's a boundary of what it business may, I understand where you're coming from, what it may project. And that's what we're really dealing with here is projections. Correct?
Well, and that's a fair point. That's what the commission's got to decide is whether the LI2 for the whole thing's appropriate or not. You know, so it's not a done deal. Don't worry. We're hearing what you're saying.
Of the choices that are available, the applicant has chosen to ask for the LI2. Okay. Will, you know, in our deliberations and consideration, we have to consider what, you know, what else could happen there and whether or not it would be, because there, for instance, you mentioned C2, C3, C4. Those would be, at least C3 and 4 would be much more intense uses. So
correct.
You would not, that may not be the thing. So you sort of, when we approach this, we're sort of looking at what's allowed there now and what's the closest thing to that, since we can't do more of what's allowed there now because that zoning classification is closed. So that's the issue that we have, that we're dealing with. Your issues are most definitely important, and they are most definitely DLDOT issues. We're glad to know about them so that we can have them in our minds when we're reviewing site plans and so on. I would just encourage you to continue to pursue DLDOT, and to the extent that the town will help you, to keep after them, you know, about this, because DLDOT is not done having their way with these guys, I'm sure. So I would just encourage you to get in front of anybody who will listen to you. And
I'll get my attorney to take a look.
You know, there it could be, and that's an avenue. I mean, that's an avenue.
So. All right. I mean, of course, Mr. Travis, you could elaborate on the type of volume.
I'm sorry, sir. Yes, you got to talk.
Can you elaborate on the volume that the reason for the?
Because
we're neighbors. I mean,
I understand that. Well, that's what I was getting ready to say, which I've already said twice tonight already.
And I've heard it.
Yeah, you guys are neighbors. You all need to sit down like gentlemen and share each other's concerns. There could very well be some things that he's willing to do that he doesn't have to do, but in order to be a good neighbor, he might be willing to do. And I'm going to encourage the two of you to have a discussion either out in the lobby tonight, or you get together tomorrow or one day next week and talk about those issues, because the question in front of us tonight is just whether or not what they're asking for is appropriate for this site. That's the only question that we're really going to answer. Everything that comes after that is going to be from every other agency that there is. I mean, we'll have a site plan process, of course, they have to go through, but now is the time for the two of you to be engaged, because I'm quite certain that the applicant does not want unhappy neighbors, because that is never good for anybody. I think you certainly are here in good faith this evening, and we appreciate it, and your comments are important, and they're going to be in our heads when we're talking about this. But the long-term answer to the real problem that you're concerned about is beyond what this group can do, so.
You also have the ability to table it till you have more information.
Well, we do, and we might. So we're not done yet, so that could happen.
Well, thank you for hearing me.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for waiting for 2.5 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. Okay. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1964 Martin Property Development LLC?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right. Commissioners, any further comments, questions, concerns?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.